Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to talk about an abridged version of the Amidah. So we know the general Amidah has 19 Berachot, 18 Berachot that were original, and then Laminim was added by the rabbis to oppose the heretical ideas that people were espousing. Here we're talking about this abridged Amidah, which consists of the first three Berachot of Amidah, which is about Shevach, which is about praise. The last three Berachot of the Amidah, which is about Hodayah, which is about thanking God. And then one Beracha that replaces all of the middle Berachot, which are all Bakasha, which are all asking God for something. And that Beracha is called Havinenu, which is saying, Havinenu Hashem Eluhenu La'adat, give us understanding, Hashem, our God, to know your ways. Then it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. Hashem, who hears our Tefillot. So the question of the rabbis is going to be, when is one allowed to say Havinenu? Is it allowed at all times, no times, or is there some sort of compromise we could come up with? Back to the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel says, Bechol Yom Itpalel Adam Shemone Esir. Rabban Gamliel says, every single day a person has to say the regular Amidah, the regular 18 blessings of the Amidah. There is no time ever to say Havinenu. You're never allowed to say it. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, second opinion in the Mishnah, Me'ain Shemone Esre. No, you are allowed to say it. There are situations that you can say Havinenu. And that situation would be if it's very hard for a person to concentrate. You can't have a lot going on. You're preoccupied. There's something going on. So Rabbi Yehoshua would say that you're allowed to say Havinenu in that situation. Third opinion of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shigura Tefilato Befiv, Yitpalel Shemone Esre. Ve'im Lav, Me'ain Shemone Esre. Rabbi Akiva says that if a person knows the text of the Amidah is fluent in his mouth, which means it's familiar to him, he has to say the full 18 Berachot of the Amidah, and there's no room for that person to say Havinenu. But v'im lav, me'ain shemone esre. But if not, if he's not somebody familiar with the text of the Amidah, of the 18 blessings, and he can't focus because of that, because everything's new to him, he doesn't really know it well, in that situation, he's allowed to say the Havinenu Beracha. Over here, though, also, the commentaries say that, of course, Rabbi Akiva would agree that in a situation where a guy fully can't focus, he's so distracted and he can't focus whatsoever, that Rabbi Akiva would agree that you could say Havinenu. So he sort of has a middle approach. You shouldn't say it, especially somebody who knows the Amidah. But even somebody who knows the Amidah, if it's impossible for him to say the Amidah with concentration, as opposed to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, you're preoccupied. Here, Rabbi Akiva saying, impossible. You cannot say Amidah with concentration. In that situation, you're allowed to say Havinenu. Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. It's like this third opinion, but bottom line halakha, psak, the Bi'ur Halakha and the Kaf HaHayim all bring down that nowadays we don't say Havinenu whatsoever under any circumstances, because if we're so distracted that we can't concentrate on the full text of the regular Amidah, we won't be able to concentrate on the Havinenu Tefillah either.